We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. You've heard him on before from Memorial Opera House there in Valparaiso, Scott P.J. McDonald, and he's going to tell us about all the wonderful things they have coming up end of November into December. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Welcome. Thanks. It's so good to see you again.
Thanks. You too. Glad to be here.
So tell us about what you got coming up. I know the first thing you have is a concert, and so tell us a little bit about all that and who's coming.
Sure. So here at Memorial Opera House, we are thrilled to welcome back our friend Michael McDermott for, I believe it's the third or fourth time that he's been here. That will be a fundraiser for Memorial Opera House Foundation, and that is on December the 2nd at 8 p.m. And he just released a new album, St. Paul Boulevard, and a memoir in September. About his life and the trials that he's been through and how music was really his salvation. So I'm really excited to see him again, especially after having read that and, you know, getting to know his story a little bit better.
You know, tell us a little bit about the people who may not be familiar with him. What his music is like?
Sure. So he's kind of a it's
intense.
It's intense. It's been described as kind of a Tin Pan Alley or Bruce Springsteen in style. Mm-hmm. He's not a song and dance man.
Right.
He is a real, true, very serious artist. And again, it's a really great driving rock song. It's like what I call like road trip music, like the songs that you want to put on in the car.
And he's been referenced. He's been referenced as a modern day troubadour.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So it's really incredible. And it's a concert that in the past has always sold out. And we don't see this one being any different. And it's selling very, very quickly already. So we have 350 seats available, and I think we've already sold about 2/3 of them for the concert.
Right. And of course, Memorial Opera House, you can always use the expression, any seat you have is first class.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, moving on, you have the Limelights, and maybe explain what the Limelights are and what they're going to be doing.
Sure. So the Limelights is our youth theater program, and they were founded and kind of revitalized in 2016, and it's for students ages 8 to 18, and we are in the middle of rehearsal right now for a production of Elf Junior. So the kids are very, very excited because typically with our Limelight shows, they get to do like one or two performances. This time they're getting to do eight.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, we have some roles that are double cast. We have Friday and Saturday evening shows, as well as Saturday matinees and Sunday matinees. So the kids are very, very excited to have those shows, 7 p.m. on Fridays and then and Saturdays, and then 2 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. And it's a cast of about 40.
Wow.
And 22 of those kids are brand new to our theater. So we're really, really excited to see a bunch of new faces, as well as some familiar ones.
Great. And who directs that?
I'm directing that
one. Oh, great.
Yeah. I'm having a really good time working with the kids. I don't get to do that very often. So it's really fun. And, you know, again, getting to kind of make some new friends with the parents and some of the kids along the way is a really good time. And seeing new students come into our program is always wonderful.
And it's such an energetic show. So it's great for kids.
Yeah. And this is an hour long show. So taking the entire story of Elf and kind of condensing it all into 1 hour, it moves and the kids are all about it. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, then coming up toward the end of December, like December 22nd, you have something that's a tradition there at Memorial Opera House.
Yes, we are very happy to welcome back for the first time since the pandemic shut us down, South Shore Orchestra. And we are very, very happy to have them back for their Holiday Pops concert. Great Christmas music, sing-alongs. Maestro Webdell always does a really nice job programming a wonderful Christmas concert. And again, that is something that is selling very, very quickly and is in very high demand. It's the Thursday before Christmas. So something to do there at the end of the week and, you know, take a nice break from Christmas shopping in downtown here and have dinner and come on over and see a great holiday concert.
So maybe give us a little peek into what's coming up in 2023, what you might have coming down the tubes there.
Sure. So we have a few things that we're working on right now. We're working on planning a main stage season of five musicals again. We're looking at shows like Lucky Stiff, Little Shop of Horrors, Nonsense, 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, and White Christmas are things that are on the docket. And we are also working on a new program for students with disabilities called the Penguin Project. And we'll be hosting that. We'll be doing one weekend of Annie with that. So we're very, very excited about that. And a lot more information to come on that as we develop those programs.
Do you have a partner with that? Are you partnered with somebody?
Yeah. Penguin Foundation is actually a national organization. And there are 57 chapters throughout the country. And we are the first one here in Indiana. So we're really excited to be launching this and very, very anxious to get going on that. And we have really strong directors in place as far as getting the program rolling. We have about 30 people on that are coming on to staff at various levels, from directing to music directing, costuming, all of that, to really help make this a successful program. It's going to be a big community lift.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful.
If there's any theater people out there that have not connected with you that would like to start doing, can they get in touch with you? I know, besides auditioning? Yeah.
Absolutely. If you visit our website, memorialoperahouse.com, there is all sorts of information on there. And you can also sign up for our newsletters. We send out a weekly blast that has information about upcoming events, concerts, auditions, all of that, and other ways to get involved. And all of our contact information is on there as well. So very, very easy to get a hold of us.
Excellent. So let's review what you got going on there at Memorial Opera House for December.
Yes. So in December, we open up Elf on December 9th, and we run through the 19th, Fridays and Saturdays at 7, and Saturdays and Sundays at 2. And then on December 22nd, we have South Shore Orchestra joining us for the Holiday Pops concert. And tickets can be found at memorialoperahouse.com.
And a phone number if they want to call the box office?
They would like to call the box office, 219-548-9137.
Well, we appreciate you coming on Art on the Air Spotlight. We've got to get you back on when we find out about what's going on with the possible renovation coming up. That's Scott P.J. McDonald. He's actually the business director, but also does many, many other things there. Thank you very much coming on Art on the Air.
Thank you, friends. It was great seeing you again.